When we live apart from the one who gives life, death comes upon us. But wait a minute, Eric, I'm a Christian. I'm not living apart from God. Well, you know what? Even though our spirits are alive with God, our bodies are living in a fallen world. Even though our spirits are alive with God, our bodies are living in a fallen world. So, folks, what is our hope? What is our hope? Well, if we look at the last part of Romans 5, 1 through 5, our scripture for today, it says, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Now, I have to ask you, is that our reality today? From suffering, do we get endurance? And from endurance, do we get character? And from our character, does that produce hope? And does our hope ever disappoint us? I don't know about you, but that doesn't seem like my reality around the world today. It seems something more like this. And this is my suggested reading for this week. I invite you to write it down. Meditations on the Cross by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He's a 20th century martyr. And he put it like this. The graduation from suffering to hope is no self-evident earthly truth. Luther said that one could very well put it quite differently, namely that suffering produces impatience, and impatience produces obstinacy, and obstinacy produces despair, and despair disappoints us completely. That seems more true in our world, doesn't it? He continues, indeed, thus must it be if we lose God's peace, when we prefer an earthly peace with the world to peace with God, when we love the security of our lives more than we love God. Can't we see this in the world that is around us? Can't we see how it leads to despair instead of hope in this world that we live in? Can we not see that? You see, we move in this fallen world from suffering to impatience to obstinacy to despair. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And that supports our logic that there is no God. It supports our logic that there is no God. Or that this God must not really care if we actually have a God. It becomes a vicious cycle, you see. But when we're justified by faith, we have a spiritual peace with God because we have accepted what God did for us through Jesus on the cross. You see, Jesus is God's last and best effort. Jesus, God gave us everything he had with Jesus. God is telling us, I'm here with you in your worst of times and your best of times. But no matter what you go through, no matter how low you are, you have hope in the life that you have not experienced yet. This life you have now isn't the end, but the beginning. After being with people at their lowest times, folks, I believe the only hope we can find is God's sustaining love and compassion. Those who have faith in God face tragedy differently than those who have no hope. Amen? You just do. We just do. People that have faith in God face tragedy differently. Romans 5 tells us that God's love, did you notice? It's past tense. God's love has been poured into our hearts. When we love God for God's sake rather than for an earthly gain or for the sake of peace, but have a genuine love for God, and we desire nothing more than to have a portion of God's love in eternity, we can say we have peace with God. We boast in our sufferings. God's love has been poured out into our hearts.